Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I drive a truck for a living, and I'm gone every week, all week long, and I know I don't eat right, and it really helps a lot. It's awesome. I'll never stop taking it.
I feel more energetic, and I think as you keep taking it, the better you get, the better you feel with it. And I'm a truck driver, so I need that energy. And I feel the energy.
Balance of Nature is working great. Lost 24 pounds. My muscles are good. It's so much easier now getting in and out of that truck. I'm not sore. It's just amazing. I'm really happy with the product.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code KATE.
Hi, everybody. Go to the bottom of my homepage. You're going to see an ad for Z-Stack, Dr. Zelenko's new vitamin supplement that combines zinc, quercetin, vitamin C, and vitamin D. All of those things that we talk about on the show, he has combined them into one supplement. Dr. Zelenko is a board-certified physician in New York. He was the one that gave ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine to Trump and told him about that, and he was really the guy that started the frontline doctors. Dr. Zelenko formulated the Support Your Immune Function supplement. Zinc, quercetin, vitamin C, and vitamin D. Take this every day. This is a great combination of a supplement that you can take of all the things we talk about on the show. This is an amazing product to keep you well, and make sure that you go get this. This is also manufactured in the USA. Head and order this. Go to the bottom of my homepage at katedalyradio.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm coming to you with one of the most important commercials that I've ever done. All of you know what MyPillow and myself have gone through in the last 8 months in my efforts to bring the truth forward. Well, now you can help in a couple ways. First, get everyone you know to go to my new media platform, frankspeech.com. There you'll find all the footage from my cyber symposium and many other important broadcasts. Also, I am personally doing a new daily live show to get the truth out. It's at 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday. Secondly, I'm offering some of the best prices ever on MyPillow products, but they're only available on frankspeech.com. Go to frankspeech.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to receive these exclusive MyPillow offers. Thank you and God bless.
Make sure and put the code word KATE, K-A-T-E. This will get you up to 66% savings at MyPillow.com. The code word KATE, my first name, K-A-T-E. Help support Mike, help support this show, and help support yourself in getting some amazing, amazing products. These are the best ones I've ever owned. Go to MyPillow.com, code word KATE.
It comes to politics. Yeah, I'm well past the tinfoil hat stage. I need a good helmet for the banging my head against the wall stage. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
We took the actual genetic sequences that were reportedly novel and reviewed those against the patent records that were available as of the spring of 2020. And what we found, as you'll see in this report, are over 120 patented pieces of evidence to suggest that the declaration of a novel coronavirus was actually entirely a fallacy. There was no novel coronavirus. The statement that was made by Peter Daszak in 2015, reported in the National Academies of Press publication, February 12th, 2016, and I'm quoting, "We need to increase public understanding of the need for medical countermeasures such as a pan-coronavirus vaccine. A key driver is the media, and the economics will follow the hype. We need to use that hype to our advantage to get to the real issues. Investors will respond if they see profit at the end of the process," end quote.
Oh, I love it. David Martin, spelling out the obvious. Dr. David Martin. Well, welcome back to the Kate Daly Show. That was a fun hour last hour. You have to, seriously, when the Babylon Bee speaks more truth in a parody than our news media will never cover, it's a sad day, isn't it? And the new BS variant, I'm sorry, they're calling it BA. I don't even know which is worse. Anyway, BA2, BS2, there's, yes, a new sub-variant. They had to go to sub-variants with initials because the Omicron full name variant isn't scary enough.
Well, that we made so much fun of the name that they didn't dare come out with another name to make fun of.
The moronic variant. Yeah. Listen, we're going to be speaking with James Martinez. I'm really glad that he is joining us again. And this is part two of yesterday's show. I had so much great feedback from having James on. And there are few people willing to really call things out. And I really applaud James that he's willing to do so. He has been involved in a long time in lots of different projects and around a lot of different people. And we could really speak to your bio, but then we did that yesterday. I don't want to spend a ton of time on your bio, even though it's extremely extensive, by the way. But I do have questions for you. I have questions about ShadowNet, James. I have questions about all these things that have happened that don't get a lot of media play. And welcome back to the program. How are you?
Thanks. I'm doing well. Thank you.
Excellent. Excellent. So, you know, yesterday we were on a roll, but we got to the end of the hour and we had to leave the hour. And I was bummed because I there's so many things we could ask you about. Let's start out with ShadowNet and how it's affecting us and some different media ploys. Because yesterday we were talking about the psychology of the manipulation, the mechanics of it. And there's so many things that we're not very aware of that happen to us daily, just like the news media and what they're willing to report and not willing to report. But if you want to comment to anything about what I just said, the media or programs like ShadowNet or anything like it, I'd be happy to hear.
Well, I always bring up Saul Alinsky because he said, you know, you control the language. If you can control the language, you can control the people.
Right.
And his rules for radicals has not really been extensively studied in anywhere that I've heard. I mean, I see how they're using that against the public.
Right.
And I see how they're recodifying the English language to control and manipulate the public so they have ambiguity or confusion about the new language being used. I just, you know, I wasn't aware that the new variant is VA, but it's obviously that there's, that's a trick called micro-escalation.
Mm-hmm.
The micro-escalation trick to further the entrainment, the existing previous entrainment, trance, and to deepen it further.
Well,
when hypnotists put somebody under, they use fractionalization to gain a deeper entrainment type of concentration.
Yes.
So when they're coming out with another coded language like that, they're using micro-escalation to amplify the people that are in existing states of panic.
I'll give you an example. This was one of the articles sent out, and this is the title of it. The Omicron variant has its own new stealth variant. Here's what you need to know about the sub-variant of the highly transmissible variant. I'm not joking. That was a headline today.
Yeah. Just the use of the language and how they're doing it, that should tell you everything. But it also, you know, the most important thing for the listening audience to get here today, for me, for everybody, is to always, whenever you're looking at any news, always do percept first, concept second. Percept. What medium are you listening to? What are the effects of the medium that affect communications? And then the content of the communication is secondary to the medium coming in. So you've got to examine all of that from paper, from television, from airwaves, from internet, to everything, to get a proper analysis of what's actually going on, because there's distortions of language all the time, misinterpretations. Now, they're using and repeating all the same language patterns, which are, they're on the left, they're on the right, they're this, they're that, and that's all the labeling. They have to label everybody to categorize them, to put them in previous existing perceptual models for people to judge and assess. And I'm for rewiring the listener entirely. When I was on radio previously many, many years ago, because I've been off and on, mm-hmm. I'd always spend a long period of time preparing the audience to go into alternative states so they can look at the world through a completely different neurological reality tunnel that they've been trained to see it in. Because mm-hmm. they want you to see their world the way they want, when they want, how they want.
Right.
24/7, 7 days a week.
You're right.
And you have to resist all of that. I mean, for example, this is an obvious one. Anybody that's watching Netflix right now, if you're looking at all the content presented there, every future that the human race has been presented with, we're a complete disaster. We're a failure. Mm-hmm. We're losers. We're yep. dying. We're dead.
Right.
We have no future. And somebody's paying somebody to put that content out. Now, that reality tunnel is somebody else's idea of what the future should be mm-hmm. by a mere post-suggesting and putting in people into an anticipatory state
right.
prior.
Right.
You know, there's no conversation about the effects of film and television and what that does to consciousness,
right.
especially film, because film and TV are completely different Whoa. Mediums with different effects and different entrainment cycles
right.
entirely. Oh. And it's all been weaponized against the people, but it only works and can be amplified when you're altering the language. Like the thing we talked about yesterday having to do with calling it a vaccination when it's not.
Right, right, you're right. What about things like hands up, don't shoot? Was that a shadow net, a psyop, or not even a shadow net, just a psyop? You know, as far as us, the American people, taking these little sound bites and incorporating them, because we know that's not what actually happens, so... We take these and not even just the media and what we see there, but just in the news, the little psyop,
right.
and, you know, statements.
And this is where media ecology comes in, because media ecology, there's an enormous amount of it dedicated to the process of advertising. Everybody now is being forced into an advertising reality through a digital node in order to survive, because everything's going into the digital electrical environment. So you're forced to extend your nervous system inside, let's call it the matrix, since everybody knows that. And then when you're in there, they'll give you taglines like that, mm-hmm. and then they'll loop them all over the internet.
Right.
And when people read them, obviously they're going to have an effect from them. I mean, you probably noticed that commercials now by big corporations,
mm-hmm.
some of them last about 5 seconds now or less.
Right.
There's a reason for that.
Right.
Because they know that you'd have the attention of a goldfish. They know that they've mm-hmm. altered your central nervous system, because most of the technological stuff that we're surrounded by mm-hmm. has altered the sensory ratios of the brain.
Right. Right.
And they know that, and they're using it against everybody.
It's like,
nonstop, 24/7.
It's like Walmart. Walmart came out with, "We're all in this together." You remember that? Every commercial, every saying, everybody was putting out a commercial saying, "We're all in this together." That way you can't be part of the group that is suspiciously saying, "But people aren't dropping dead around me." Shut up, person.
Yeah.
We're all in this together. Because I did a t-shirt yeah. that said, "We're all buying into this together." So people were mad. They were angry that I wore this t-shirt everywhere.
To put you into a group behavioral psychology gestalt.
Yeah.
And then it's like the when George Bush came out and said, "You're either with us
yep.
or you're with the terrorists."
You're right.
You don't have any other choice.
Yeah.
Go screw yourself.
Right.
So what's the most effective way to fight that? Like, we often talk about the fact that there really is very little difference between Democrats and Republicans. Yet the narrative
really
is
isn't a difference.
The Republicans are going to save us. How do you fight that?
No. The only savior is going to be yourself.
Yep.
It's time to stop relying on other people to get the job done. That's the most disempowering garbage that I see, and a lot of the messaging that's going around is there's a secret army or a secret
uh-huh.
thing over here that's going to come save the day.
Right.
That does not empower people. It does not educate people. It does the opposite.
Yeah,
it makes you reliant upon something you can't even see or even know about, because there's a lot of myth out there about somebody to come in that's going to come clean up the big mess. Now, if there is, fine. great. Mm-hmm. I'll be happy to be wrong. But if there isn't, I would much rather be prepared and at least educated to the point of knowing what to do to handle myself and or others if necessary.
Yeah,
because
so
everybody
true.
Has been trained in this country to think somebody else is going to take care of their problem.
You're right. What about entrainment? You want to talk about that? Now, I know we have about 45 seconds till we go to a break, but let's just at least hit on it a little bit. What is entrainment?
Entrainment is a resource state. A resource state associated usually in a group dynamic, like when you're at a concert and everybody starts clapping in hand, they're following a rhythm.
Mm-hmm.
Like when the American Indians get around the circle and they start singing and they're using the drum, it's to create entrainment. And there's a big secret technology behind that that nobody really understands. They get it, but the general public doesn't. Entrainment is the same feeling when everybody is in a movie theater together and when the big moment happens, people all jump out of their seats, or they all shake, or they all are in unison. That's entrainment, but it's under a hypnotic embed.
Okay, we'll be right back. More with James Martinez. Fascinating guest, isn't he? Be right back. Kate Daly Show. Don't go anywhere. You're not going to want to miss this. Just pull over. Hey, everyone. There is a spray, a zeolite spray, on the homepage of katedalyradio.com. Right now, you can grab this spray for only $5. It's a huge, big deal because they don't usually give it away for this, but they want you to try it. And this is an effective cellular cleanse. And it has a unique activated hydrated zeolite cellular level cleanse. All you do is spray it in your mouth. You can't taste it. And each day, and you'll get rid of the toxins in your body. You'll get rid of all those things like mercury and lead and arsenic and all the things that come through our food and environment and everything else. This is an advanced cellular cleanse. And my daughters actually turned me on to this. They were giving it to their kids too, and the kids were feeling better. Skin things were clearing up. All kinds of things were happening. People even give this for autism and having amazing results. Has no taste and it's 100% natural. You'll love this product. It's called Pure Body from Touchstone. Even Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, huge proponent of this spray as well. So go get it. Hi, this is Kate, and I just wanted to let you know about a new product that I fell in love with, and I want you to have it too, and you can get a special deal on it right now. It's a wonderful sanitizer that really cleans, hospital grade. They use electricity to do it, and it's really natural, and it's not sticky. It doesn't have alcohol in it. It's just an amazing new product, and it's concentrated, so you actually get tons of bottles of it for a really low price, and it stores well for prepping. So I would highly recommend this and get it while you can. Instead of $250, you can grab it for $44. This is at the bottom of my homepage. You can find the little ad on the bottom of my homepage, katedalyradio.com. Click on it. You'll love this product.
We need a new kind of clean. To do that, Clean Start combines two of nature's most powerful forces, water and electricity, to produce electrolyzed water, or HOCl. HOCl is your body's first internal response after an infection or trauma. In fact, it's significantly more effective at killing bacteria, viruses, mold and mildew than bleach or other household cleaners. Clean Start's globally patented tablet-based hand sanitizer turns any quart of tap water into FDA-approved alcohol-free hand sanitizer and registered wound care solution to a new kind of clean. Clean Start.
Thanks, you guys.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Gets your friends and neighbors too. There'll be nobody left behind to grieve. And we will all go together when we go. What a comforting fact that is to know. Universal bereavement, an inspiring achievement. Yes, we all will go together when we go.
This song makes me crack up. This is Tom Lehrer. He was a screaming liberal when he wrote this. And it was all about the fact that if we all get nuked, we all go together. That was the huge, huge fear, remember, of the day of the 50s. And we'll be talking just a little bit about fear, manipulation, psychology, all those things with our guest, James Martinez. What a great guest on this. He has a long bio. He's worked with some of the very, very well-known names in in psychology and Operation Mind Control. And so I'm happy to have him here with us. And also, just wanted to mention our fantastic sponsors, preparewithkate.com. As you're watching the food prices rise, not because of anything actually making it so, but just pure manipulation. But they're successful in that manipulation. So if I were you, I'd probably get some food storage. I'd probably do some things to prepare and make sure and go to preparewithkate.com because you can still get the Christmas specials that they had. And so I would definitely do that. Also, there's a hand sanitizer that doubles as wound care if something was to ever go down. I think we're probably, it's time for a big distraction in the way of maybe, I don't know, something big happening like an earthquake or something. If something were to go down, then you would want to make sure and take care of your family. And this is a great product to have on your shelf. And I'm going to guess you don't have it. Go down to Clean Start with a K. And it's a fantastic, brand new, revolutionary new product on the market. And this one is good. You're going to want this one too. James Martinez, welcome back to the show.
Oh, thank you.
You bet. Boy, there's so much to talk about. Where do you want to start, Uncle Milty?
I have a question. Do you think it's likely that another narrative is going to be started soon regarding another virus that they're going to make it out to be more deadly than SARS, even though it's not, just to create even more fear in people?
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely, because it's the hidden ground. So they're controlling figure and ground in communications. Mm-hmm. It is an invisible thing, so people can't see it visually.
Right. It's always happening somewhere else, right? It's always somebody else. Somebody else is dying. A whole town over there is dying, but not my town, right?
Right, exactly. Right. And the hospitals are overflowing, and people are jumping out the windows because there's no beds, and there's chaos everywhere, and all of that stuff. Mm-hmm. And when you're controlling the communication systems and controlling the language, you control the influence of perception. Mm-hmm. So what I assist in people doing, whether I've done it live on the air or I've done it individually with people, is to break apart and examine their individual kind of reality tunnel that they create and participate in the creation of. So the problem is if you are trying to determine what is going on under electrical conditions, speed of light, electrical conditions, with simultaneity happening, with most people are spending how much time, I mean, the amount of screen stress that people are under now in front of monitors and computers, and how that's affecting their biology, their perception, their entire central nervous system, and how they respond to stimulus. All of that has to be examined before you look at any news at all.
Right.
Once you've got mastered that fully and you become aware of your own awareness and your own perceptions, then you can take a serious look at what really is going on. So when he asked me that question, I said, well, that doesn't really mean anything for the person that's aware of their own awareness and they're aware of how microescalation works. They're aware of hypnosis and they're aware of the technological effects of the spoken word, the written word, and the visually amplified word in the theater. All those, there's always a different effect for how the word is transmitted. If it's written, it has a completely different effect. The effect of looking at a word, words on a page, not a screen, page, are completely, totally different than looking at the exact same words on a monitor. Because of the way the light hits the eye, because of the way the brain is trained to go from left to right on the page. And there, all of this has been written about and the effects and how they've done this to society. I mean, just look at what the American Indians went through. Yes, they were violated, but they really destroyed the American Indian because they altered their perceptual language from acoustic space, nonlinear. And then what do? We destroyed the American Indian within when we gave them books. Books destroyed the American Indian, okay? There's a long, extensive study on communication systems and how they affect human perception. The Kurzybski-Warsapir hypothesis is all about the way we use words and how it influences our perceptions. Now, when it's amplified and electrocuted, it completely changes the dynamics of everything. So And until people examine all of that, we're not doing anything.
Right.
Because then it becomes a problem about me giving you information, and then that information, if it's new to the person that's receiving it, that most of the time, you corrupt or you disrupt their own egos.
Okay, Uncle.
So, ideas of reality.
Uncle Milky.
So, James, then I think what you're saying, correct me if I'm wrong, is then it's more effective rather than try to convince people that they're wrong or that the information they're getting is bad, it's better to inform them what the mechanism is that's causing it.
Yes, that's right. That's the starting position. That's the starting position.
Okay.
Because there is a one of the greats in communications, especially for radio. I would say he's the master of radio, and Marshall McLuhan praised him, as did many other intellectuals, was Tony Schwartz, who wrote The Responsive Chord. The bad guys out there, they model themselves and use the techniques of The Responsive Chord on the public, as do they use all of the Saul Alinsky methods for attack on people. You notice most of the people in the truth world, supposedly, they're always on the defense.
Yeah.
Always on the defense. Always having to prove themselves. Always,
right.
And they haven't figured out how to go on offense.
You're right. You said this over and over again on the show. In fact, I have another question for you from the audience. This is from Alan. Given the evidence of the spike, a disease was premeditated, engineered, and released, and had its end game be the digital ID control system. I actually don't think we've had a premeditated, engineered, we've only had a label, but that's just me. This is Alan. And given that the plan is crumbling, does James see a sequel by the same malicious groups, but now directly targeted on financial structures to create a new shock in compliance, a play on Bush's Iraq line?
It's not being crumbled. It's being, the grip is being loosened.
Yeah. And you talked about that yesterday.
Everybody imagine, let's use going through a transvariational search right now and imagine a man abusing a woman, or if you like, man abusing, or a woman abusing a man, whichever. As the abuse occurs, there's an actual pair bonding between the abuser and abusee. And when there's breaks in that abuse, the brain of the person that's being abused bonds with the person that's doing the abusing.
Right.
Okay. So what's going on in Europe, and everybody backing, oh, they're backing down there, they're going to let us do this. No. Boris is back down. They've all backed down because they're getting ready to attack everybody in a different way now. And then they're going to tighten the noose again. This way, they're going to do an economic attack on people.
Okay.
Which they have to do anyway, because all the financial system is...
What does that look like?
It's completely dissolved behind the scenes.
Uh-oh. Got cut off.
Uh-oh.
Thank you, NSA.
James.
It never fails. At a critical point, it always happens.
I swear. How long have we been doing this for? 10 years?
Yeah.
It happens. It happens a lot with our guests. I don't know. Anyway, I do know, but okay. James, here we go. James, that always seems to happen at a crucial moment when you're explaining something.
No, that's good. It's a good demonstration of interruptions in the electrical environment on how that affects communications. So
it's true.
Everybody should expect, and when these interruptions happen, you should take notice, because that's a good way to illustrate pattern interruptions and how consciousness works.
So today,
I always embrace those little breaks.
Yeah, me too. So today they came out with the new BS variant, BS2, I think, or BA2 is what they're trying to call it. We just call it the BS2. And so we're getting more fierce, because we're getting these more fierce variants, they say, more highly transmissible, even though no one's peeling off and sick except in dying in the ICU. So here's the deal. Don't they by now then, aren't they looking at the fact that they must drop something? Because I talked about them dropping smallpox probably 6 months ago. And then all of a sudden FDA says on an emergency order, now we've put through this new smallpox treatment, even though no one on the planet has it. And so I see that as a precursor to, hey, we're getting this rolling, we might drop smallpox, okay? So in your estimation, yeah. don't they now need for us to be able to bond to them as our savior actually have to drop something?
That's the point. That's the point. Yeah, because they're preparing and using a microescalation technique so that when it really hits the fan, that we will run to them as saviors.
Right.
Whether it's economically or biologically, because it's a big, gigantic frame job, because they want to be needed.
Yes, they want us to have, you know, the faith, just like the faith in the dollars. They want us to have faith in them as the savior. And so, of course, they'll be right there with some sort of remedy that won't work, but we'll think it works or whatever the case may be. I actually told people to go ahead and order up some Saracena Purpurea because of the fact that that's actually what helped the Indians back in the day. But resorting to these kinds of things. So do you think what we're looking at this year, the elite plan to then go for the economic, you know, something happening economically, or stay on the same vein of disease and then have something actually real that they drop with gain of function, like gain of function smallpox? Which do you think comes next?
They've got to have a reason to get out of the blame, which everybody's going to put on the international banking cartels and the people that are manipulating finance.
So economy and then probably something of that magnitude, right? That could actually hurt
sure,
us.
Because what's going on behind the scenes right now would seem like pure science fiction, but I've been on the phone in conversations with the people that are building the new economic models. Mm. And if people were in on those conversations, they'd have real problems believing what they'd be hearing because the fiat currencies are done. The world has figured out under electrical conditions that you cannot have an economic balance at all, because under speed of light conditions, there can always be fraud.
Right.
So you have to have accountability. You have to have transparency, and you have to have clean, unlimited energy to finance what is going to be the new cryptocurrencies, which are being arranged behind the scenes as we speak. And they're not in the same format as the existing ones right now because of the ongoing, never-ending increase in energy mining it takes to create these cryptocurrencies. So, believe it or not, I've been in conversations with other representatives.
Let's hold there. I want to come back on that. Let's comment on that, on talking to representatives. Be right back. Kate Daly Show, katedalyradio.com. My guest is James Martinez.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Welcome back, Kate Daly Show. Got a great guest in this hour, and please visit our wonderful sponsors. Get their products. I would not choose these sponsors and talk about them if I didn't use the products and I didn't think they were amazing. They're amazing. Balance of Nature. Get that product. It can help with your immune system. It's a whole food product, and there's nothing like it. Balanceofnature.com. Put in the code word Kate. You should be taking this every day. Also, MyPillow. MyPillow has fantastic products. It also helps the show. All these sponsors do. And when you order, put in the code Kate. It's always Kate. When you get Clean Start, that hand sanitizer, put in the code Kate. You're going to get a special offer on that and get like 70% off. It's amazing on the Clean Start hand sanitizer and cleaning system that has no chemicals in it. And then also the Zelenko, Dr. Zelenko Z-Pack. Here's another doctor out there, the one that prescribed it for Trump, who actually was like, look, this is what's helping. Ivermectin is helping, and he's got a wonderful Z-Stack. That is quercetin, vitamin D, zinc, and vitamin C, all wrapped in one capsule. This is an amazing product. I would order up on that. I would have these things and get prepared for what's coming next. In fact, our guest is James Martinez, and what a great guy to ask what is coming next. He's worked with, mind control subjects and is on the radio. Hey, before we get rolling, James, how do people find out more about you and also, just follow you on what you're saying, on what you're talking about.
They can go to James Martinez Media on Patreon. So let me just say for 60 seconds what I'm going to be doing on there.
Okay.
I've already recorded all the audio chapters for Operation Mind Control, the special edition. I'm going to be doing commentary on all of it. And then I'm going to be interviewing people associated with that work and all the advanced technology that's going to be coming out that's going to disrupt everything. Because I spent most of my career involved with preparing the public for disruptive technologies and what that's going to do towards biological impact, complete sociological change, decentralization, new currencies, all that stuff. That's where I spent most of my time. I did not spend most of my time talking about mind control and how that works. Only because I was told a long time ago, you know, be careful with this because it all leads to child abuse, and that's the ugly truth about international banking and finance and blackmail and the control of political figures that people see out there in the public.
Yeah. We've covered a lot of these topics on the show. I don't think there's anything we haven't covered. What would you want people to know about moving forward and being up against whatever they, like you said, they're always on the offense. We're always on the defense. I'd like to be on the offense a little more. How would we do that moving forward?
In order to be on the offense, people have to recalibrate their perceptions. They have to have behavioral flexibility. Mm-hmm. You can't be in a fixed point of perception under electrical conditions. Marshall McLuhan used to be always asked, what's your opinion of this? How do you view this? And he goes, well, I don't have a viewpoint on that because I'm not in a static position. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. So you have to have perceptual flexibility when dealing with what you're dealing right now. Look, even the people that are controlling all the distribution of information, they don't even know what's going on because of the effect of simultaneity and instantaneous feedback loops going on. So when National Security Council gets together and look at all the cables coming in, an hour later, it's different. So they don't even know what they're talking about at all.
Right.
They have to deal with the effects of light speed communications and what that's done. So now they're setting up this satellite blanket over everybody with all the satellites going up, and they're going to control tempo, mood, and biology through the 5G environment. So let me just, instead of saying what the problems are, give some counter anti-environment solutions that counter everything. One, start talking to people. Stop going through electronic walls to talk to people. Have organic conversations with people. Start talking and meeting with local law enforcement in your area and talk to them like normal people.
Yep.
Open up lines of communication in the organic sense the way it's been. They don't want that. They want you locked in front of a monitor in your house. They don't want you talking to anybody.
Right.
So the more people that are engaging in organic communication, the better off we'll be. And then once that starts to grow more and more, like they had this big demonstration in D.C., and the one that took place, what they called the big massacre years ago that they're trying to frame Alex Jones with. I mean, anytime there's gigantic crowds like that, they take advantage of it.
Right.
Every single time.
Right. Right. Stop bringing
phones. So you have to be very careful in group dynamics. Because once they see a big group of people, that's an energetic shift by default.
Yeah.
So they don't like that.
You're right.
They don't like that at all. So they've got to come in and just and break up the patterns in that to alter it. Because DARPA and Regina Dugan and all those people over there, she's not there anymore, but they want to control the narrative. In order to control the narrative, you're going to have to control all communication systems and alter the value system of what the words mean and recode language. That's what they're in the process of doing right now. So the more people are aware of it, the better chance they have to start to do it. I always tell people, have gold, have silver, have it in your hands.
Mm-hmm.
Grow your own food, stock up on your food, stock up on your water, and start talking to everybody.
Because it makes you independent
to
do these things.
Build relationships with people.
They don't like you to be independent.
What about
Bluebeam? Future technology, abilities in technology.
That is the gigantic high ground because space is militarized. I know a lot of people involved with the disclosure movement. I was one of the first people and the youngest at that time to be involved with the disclosure movement way back when with Omni Magazine and Bob Guccione over at Penthouse. If people look up the Alien Penthouse Magazine, they'll see the cover photo and they'll see the alien. That took about a year to get done, and that was way long ago in the 90s when they were starting to get ready to militarize and create a new enemy by discussing the whole UFO thing, which is a gigantic manipulation. I mean, who the hell would listen to any government having to do with any advanced intelligence? They're the least qualified people that they should be talking to.
Yep. I totally agree with you. I mean, talk about, I did a lot of research on this to try to prove it to people as far as our media coverage of it from the 1940s on, and absolutely nothing, really nothing before that, minus a few things. So our new push now to go to, 100,000 satellites with Elon and over that, and the push to, bring people to Mars and everything else, which I think they'll just kill them on the way and then tell them we can't communicate with them for a day. Decade. Where do we go from here as far as preparing for a world like that, the world that they want with Bluebeam?
People need, the people that are in high positions of influence in terms of audience level and reputation, I don't want to publicize their names, people can think about it. They need to start grilling these people instead of kissing their ass.
Yeah.
Because they got money.
I agree.
And all these false gods and fake people and losers lounge morons that we're listening to and bowing down to. These people need to be grilled
right
on camera, and you need to interrupt their patterns while you're talking to them. I don't want to say what I would do, but I would shake up all these people, all of them.
Yeah, and know that these things are being perpetuated on us.
Alex Jones is getting into the behavior modification business. He's not qualified for that because he's using content to influence altering values within people. And whilst I admire the efforts, he means well, he's not really qualified to do that. Because just because I talk to you about quitting smoking all day long, and you agree you should quit smoking, doesn't mean by me giving you a book about it, how screwed up it is that you stop smoking.
Right. You're right.
It takes way more to it than that. The behavior modification business is an offshoot of all the damage that's been done to people in the United States with experimentation on children and all the drugs and all that other crap. Tony Robbins only exists as an effect of what they did to the United States. The self-help business, that started here. It did not start in Europe or anywhere else.
Right. And then, of course, all these things that they're planning on doing, seeing the light of day, exposing them helps. At least it's exposed, right? Or does that not do what it needs to do? I don't know.
It certainly helps, but it how you, when you're interviewing somebody at that level, like Musk or any of these other people, it's how you say the question, not the content of the question.
True. I had the laugh when you were talking about who an alien would be talking to. And I had this vision of the little Martian saying, take me to your leader.
No, please. It's interesting how they've manipulated the alien thing so much within the conservative community.
People have no idea. They all think that Greer has all the answers to it. He's done a lot of stuff. But they don't know the whole story because he's not sane. Because that is trench work, preparatory trench work to alter consciousness in the future. And he's already altering consciousness. I mean, why do you have an app set up to talk to aliens? What do you need an app for? You don't need that.
Right. No, it's true. It's true. So what
the biggest abduction cases in the world, which most people don't even know about because they've all been covered up, and the real serious ones, nobody wanted any publicity on that.
True.
Those ones, no people haven't even heard about. And what happened is that some of these people went through dramatic cognitive upgrades, higher IQs, learning multiple languages, advanced intelligence, because they went through a dramatic shift. They didn't want people to know about that.
Yeah.
So when they labeled it abduction way back in the early 80s and beginning of the 90s, who chose that word? Why did they publicize that word, abduction?
Right, you're right.
There's a reason. because it paints and alters perception. They're presuming and telling people that all the contacts that are happening right now are abduction level. No, the abduction level ones are the simulated ones mm-hmm. that they're using with drugs, hypnosis, robots, and rape.
Right, right.
Well, isn't that was one of the big secrets.
It's kind of like what they do with the Soros and the Hillary. They shove them out in front so everybody thinks they're the problem. It's actually the people that they don't name behind them, the families with the true money, the people that are that are the
just
problem.
The whores.
Yes.
Those are the gutless whores.
Yes.
They took the money.
You're right.
Their lives are over.
Uh-huh.
They're fat slobs. They got no friends. They got no love. They got nothing.
Yeah.
But they took the money. Because they wanted the, you know, the G.I. Joe with the Kung Fu grip, the house, the Porsche, the accolades, the media validation, the big disease of all that crap. It's the handlers behind them.
Yeah.
It's bankers.
It's kind of like
people that hypothecated the money.
It's kind of like 9/11. 9/11 comes out and everybody has obvious questions because none of it makes sense. Not a single part of it makes any sense. And so what do? They blame a country that never had anything to do with it. We go to a war in another country that never had anything to do with it. And then on top of it, when we say we're going to provide the leaks to the truth, we blame yet another country with the initials SA to try to deflect that we just dropped some truth when that had nothing to do with it, and the country that did have something to do with it is still unnamed. So the story just keeps continuing.
So you have the Democrats and the Republicans,
right? Right.
All everything that they're saying and talking about is completely irrelevant because if you don't repeal the National Security Act, you don't even know what's going on.
Uh-huh.
Because that's everybody's hiding behind that.
Yeah, you're talking about layers.
Fake jobs.
Layers. Pardon me? Layers of truth. And the truth is never the layer exposed. It's always the other layers that they want to shove out in front. And it's layered. And it's layered to
Correct.
Make you think that
Correct.
You're getting to the bottom of the truth. Never.
Correct.
Ever.
So it's all misdirection.
Yeah.
All misdirection.
Right.
Until they repeal the National Security Act and we can see what's behind that curtain, we don't know anything.
Right.
We don't really know anything. And all our elected employees, they don't know anything. I mean, if they sit down and talk with me, their jaws just drop. I mean, I could tell you some stories where I met with some of Obama's top people, and I sat next to him for a couple of hours before I went into meetings.
Mm-hmm.
Most of these people have no empathy. They're already cybernetic.
Right.
Get that. I just dumped a big, big thing right in your lap. They're cybernetic already, which means they're not inorganic communication anymore.
Right.
I mean, I sat next to
one
of Barry Satoro's top people, and they couldn't even have a conversation with me without jerking off their iPad while they're talking to me for a few hours.
No, I believe me, I get it. And people don't realize what you just said is so key to what's going on right now. Yeah. And in fact, we need to do show number 3 on this. And maybe we'll even do one that's unaired that people can get that is off the air, but yet on podcast to our millions of people.
Yep.
Well, James, thank you. James Martinez Media on Patreon. You really need to listen to James. James, thank you.
Oh, you're quite welcome, guys.
Really appreciate you. We'll be faithful, be fearless. See you back here tomorrow. And we've got quite a show for you tomorrow.